paragraph Chav Dalet. V'zeh b'chinas Esther. This is the concept of Esther. Amalko b'chinas v'onoichi hastir astir. Whereby Hashem says that there's going to come a time in the future when I'm going to hide and hide. I'm going to hide myself very much from you. Shemishom achizas Esther. That's where Esther Amalka was plugged into. K'moshom razal, as the Gemara says, Hainu b'chinas hashgachosa yizborach hamistater b'soich hateva. This refers to the hashgacha of Hashem that's hidden within the teva. Shekol ma shenesteres b'yoser, the more that this hashgacha is hidden, the more the forces of the sitra achra are able to draw power and energy from the teva. And because they became so powerful, they were even able to draw Esther Amalka into the king's palace, into Achashverosh's palace. Shehu bechinas shetoifsim hakedusha, shehu hahashgacha letoicham. This is a concept whereby the sitra achra grabs the kedusha, which is the hashgacha of Hashem, and they put it under their control, under the teva. V'alkein ein Esther magedes moiladato v'samo. And this is why the Torah tells us there that Esther refused to reveal her birthplace and her nation. Shalais gabru b'yosrei dezechas v'shon. Said that shouldn't give them even more strength. Ki ha-hashgocho hoison esteresos kol kach. Because the hashgocho, at that time, the direct supervision of Hashem was so hidden. Bebechinas haster aster, this double hastora shebetoich hastora, bebechinas ki ein lo ovo ein, where it tells us there that she had no father and no mother. Shehein bechinas hasichliim hoelyoinim, she'al yodo mamtikim hadinim umevatlem koyach hasitrachra. We know that the term father and mother are used to refer to symbolize Chochma and Bina in Kabbalah, meaning that the Hashgacha at that time did not have the Sichlim Huelyonim, these high levels of Seichel, which is the weapon that it uses to be Mamtik Dinim and to be Mavatal the Koyach of the Sitrachra. Ki Av b'chochma ve'aim labina, because the Torah tells us that Av is associated with Chochma and Aim is associated with Bina. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says by Yosef HaTzadik, he was called Avreich, Av b'chochma, Rach b'shonim. And there's another pasuk that says, Ki aim labino tikra. Avol oz hoiso hakedusho hamistateres b'chinas Esther. However, at that time, at the time of the Megillah, this hidden kedusha was in the category of Esther. B'chinas ki ein lo ovo aim. That it didn't have those sichliim. It didn't have the power, those weapons. V'alkein lo higido Esther esamo moiladato. That's why Esther refused to reveal where she comes from. Shelo rotzta lo oirer yichuso. She didn't want to arouse her yichus, her heritage. Koyach avoyseya magdoshim, the koyach of the avoyseya magdoshim, shehem sichliim hakoilalim, which represent the sichliim hakoilalim, kedei shelo yizgabru aideza b'yoyser. Because the power of the sitra achra was so strong at that time that if she would pull out a weapon, they would grab the weapon out of her hands. Like two people are in a fight one time, and a guy pulls a gun, and you figure the fight's over. But the other guy is so strong, he grabs the gun out of his hand. And now he's physically stronger and he's got the gun. So here again, this case where the sitra achra is so powerful that she was afraid that if she reveals the av and aim, she reveals the sichliim, they'll grab onto that and they'll draw energy from that. Shekol zman she'ein mamshichim ha-seichel ha-govoya kol kach, she'yicholim laham tegadin al yodoi, because unless you're able to reach that high a level of seichel that has the ability to be mamtik tegadin completely, azai osur lehizgarois bohem, a person is not allowed to try to do battle against the sitra achra, alidei hisoirus eze seichel elyon lamtikam, by trying to activate some high level of seichel to be mamtik them. Why? Shelo yizgabru aidei zedaika b'yoser, because if it's not a high enough level of seichel to defeat them, they'll grab it and they'll draw strength from it. Ad asher chomal Hashem yizborach aleho, until Hashem finally had Rachmanis on her, Ayidei Riboy Hatzoymois Vezakosam, through the fasting many days and through the crying out to Hashem, Ad Shehevino Shekvar Hischilu Rachmi Hashem Yisborach Lesoyer, until she saw, she realized that that the kindness of Hashem had had been turned on. Ve'yesh lo koyach lahamshich seichel kozeh lahamtik kol hadinim shebo'ilam. And at that point, she did have the power to draw a high enough level of seichel to have the ability to be mamtik all the dinim of the world, ulahapil es Haman, and to bring about the downfall of Haman. Oh, Zamra, that's when she said, u'mochor e'ese kedvar ha-melech. And tomorrow, I'll do what you want me to do, Achashverosh. I'll reveal to you where I come from. Lahagid yichus avoseh ha-gdoshim, to reveal the yichus of her ancestors. Ki kvar yesh lo koyach lo erer ha-sichlim ha-lyoinim, shem b'chinas avos. Because she knew at that point that she already had the power to activate such high levels of seichel, which are b'chinas avos, avanim, because she already has the ability to be mamtik all the din through them, because the Rachmanis of Hashem had already been turned on and was flowing. Paragraph Chafei. And now we could understand why Esther Amalka invited Haman to join her for the Suda, for the meal that she prepared. Ki al yedei achilo de gdusho mevarin pegam achilas eitz hadas toivora shu b'chines pegam emunas chachamim kanam. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Samach Aleph, how do we correct the pegam emunas chachamim? How do we correct the pegam of the achilas eitz hadas toivora? Through achilo de gdusho. Ki ha-pegam hoi al yedei achila. The pegam came about through achila. Al kein ha-tikan al yedei achila de gdusho. Therefore the tikan is through achila de gdusho. V'alkein mi shepoigim b'munas chachamim hu nidoin b'moisro yisu achila. And this is why the Gemara says that a person who's poigim and b'munas chachamim, his punishment is that he's boiled in excrement. What is excrement? That's the waste from food. Ki b'ma shepogam hu nidoin. Because he's judged in that same item that he was poigim in. He was poigim in achila. His judgment is via achila. Whereas a person who zoicha to the tikkun of emunas chachamim, who zoicha lebirur hu achila, he is zoicha to perfection of achila. Ki ikar birur hu achila al yedei emuna, because Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Torah Samach Beis in the first half of the Gemara that the main birur hu achila is through emuna, especially emunas chachamim. V'alkein hizmino Esther shomon al sudasa. That's why Esther Amalka invited Haman to her suda, ki hi ochla b'kedusha gedoyla, at sheberro kol hatoiv mei Haman b'shas ha-suda. Because she was zeichet to achila de kedusha, to the point where during that suda she was able to extract from Haman any toiv that was in him, any spark of good that was in him, at sheberro kol, exactly, the Haman, shehu pegam achila seitzadas toivora, whereas Haman, who represents the pegam of the achilas eitzadas toivora, hamin ho eitz, as we learned earlier, shehu pegam emunas chachamim, which is the pegam emunas chachamim, nidoin b'moisroi su achila. He was punished through the moisroi su achila, through excrement, through waste matter. That's what brought about his downfall. Me'achar sheberu hatoiv mimenu, after Esther Amalka had extracted the good from him, shehu chiyusa, which was his chiyus, al yedei ho achila daiko, through a meal, through a suda. V'alkein hoi suma palosoi b'shas ha-suda daiko. And that's why his downfall was brought about through the suda, at the time of the meal. V'alkein somuch l'mapaltoi, and therefore right before we see him finally fall, nidchaf homon el besoi, homon went home dejected, ovel v'chafui roish, in mourning, and a very smelly head. Vidor Shurazal, the Gemara tells us, Shehishlicha bitoi psoile suachilo al roishoi, that his daughter saw a rider on a horse and somebody walking next to him, and she thought her father was riding on the horse, and the one next to him was Mordechai Atzadik, and she wanted to throw a pile of excrement on Mordechai. Instead, she threw it on her father, on Haman. So we see the exact punishment that Rabbein Ezal says there in the Kutimran from the Gemara, that a person who is poigim in Amunas Chachamim, he's midoin b'moisroi su'achila, that's exactly what Haman got over his head. Ki midoin b'moisroi s'koroi loi, me'achar shoya koifer b'chachamim, usneim kol kach v'kanal. Haman was punished through Moisrois because of the fact that he denied the authority of the Chachamim. He wanted Mordechai to bow down to him, and he hated the Chachamim so much. Paragraph Chavov. V'alkein chayev inish lebesumi bepuria delo yoda bein oru Haman leboruch Mordechai. And this is why the Gemara tells us that a Jew is required to drink on Purim, to become intoxicated on Purim, to the point where he doesn't know the difference between oru Haman and Boruch Mordechai. Ki hashichrus osur tomid. Because we know that getting drunk is usually forbidden, 100%. Ke'ayda shichrus yuchal kalkel harbe. Because by getting drunk, a person can cause tremendous damage and harm to him, to themselves and to others. Ki hayayin hu bechinas gevurois v'dinim. Yayin is a concept of gevura, din, al teira yayin ki is adam. Wine, the standard color of wine is red. It represents redness. The pasuk says, "Veyain malchus." Rav, yain is malchus. Dina de malchus adina, mida sadin. Umi shezoicha lishtois koroi, and a person who zoicha to drink wine properly, oz ma'oirer sichloi al yidei hayayin. Then, by the drinking of the wine, he activates his seichel, he expands his moichin. The Bechinas, as the Gemara says, chamro varechni pikhin, that wine and spices are pikeach. They open up a person's mind. They give a person moichin the godless. They expand the brain. Bechinas zocho naseroish. Tiroish, wine is called Tiroish. If he's zeichet tehiroish, the wine gives him a roish, it gives him moichen nekdusha. Vazai mamtikim adin malidei shtiyosoi. And then he's mamtik the din through the drinking of the wine. Bebechinas kol hamispate beyeinoi, yesh boi midas koinoi. As the Gemara says, any person who allows himself to, who is appeased through wine, the wine calms him and relaxes him, that person is zeicher, has the das of Hashem, as Rabbein Ezal says. Avol kishes shoyse yoyser midai. Whereas when the person drinks too much, nisoyrin chas v'shalom hagvura is kol kach at she'ein loy koyach lo iras seichel kozeh shiyam tekdinim koyla. If he drinks in excess, he activates so much din that there isn't, he can't activate enough seichel to be mamtik the din. And then his brain becomes confused, very confused. The person can do tremendous damage. As the Gemara tells us, Aval bepurim meir heora gedoyla v'niflo. But on Purim we know there's an incredible bright light that shines, Shehu He'oras Mordechai, which is the light of Mordechai Atzadik, which represents a super high level of Moichim. The Arizal, the Zohar Kodesh say that Mordechai is Begematria Rav Chesed, which is one of the Yud Gimel Yud Sherachmim, which represents a very high level of Moichim. V'oz nisoirer u'meir seichel elyon v'gavoya. On Purim, there is a so incredibly a high level of seichel that shines, shemeir atachlis u'asiyo, that it's coming from so high a place that it has the ability to go reach all the way down to the lowest levels of asiyo. And thereby has the ability to be mamtik, all the most severe dinim of the world. V'alkein chiyuv oz lishtois ulishtaker, and that's why it's a chiyuv to drink and to get drunk on Purim, kedei sheyale al yedei ashtia l'seichel u'elyon, so that by the drinking on Purim, a person who drinks for the sake of the mitzvah, for kedusha, he rises up, the wine elevates him to the highest level of moichin, Sechel Elyon v'gavoya moid, ki oz yesh koyach lahamtik kol hadinim sheboilam al yedei ha-sechel ha-godol ho-elyon moid shenesoyer al yedei mitzvah ha-shichru shel Purim. Because on Purim we have the ability to be mamtik all the dinim of the world through the incredibly high level of sechel that's activated through the drinking on Purim. Halavai, we should be zeicher to celebrate Purim properly, to drink wine, Bigdusha, the right way, to be able to affect this complete Hamtokas Adinim for us, for all of Klal Yisrael, for the whole world.